And I got back and one multiplied son.
It's almost a resurrection. Now I feel as if I know the Garrett. It's not talking about people, it's just bringing them to life.
Well,
I feel as if I know
the
Garrett better, and I feel like Mr. Khan is a different person.
Well, I just regret that we didn't have Mr. Khan more in our home than we did. Well, we had him twice that I know of, maybe more. But Mr. Rutland, it would be marvelous if he would be interested in these things, and Ms. Rutland and his 50 years in the ministry. He's had more than that because you remember they had the celebration. That was one of the cutest programs I've ever attended in my life.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Oh, that church was filled, and there was Don Cocomore and his wife. And Zimmerman boy used to be. We've had some real nice people in our pastorate at different times. This Gene Zimmerman was one of them. And he married a girl whose mother was one of the Miller girls. Miss, who did I tell you she was from? Lot Lusa.
Yeah.
Maud Beck's sister. And so you see, she had a connection with this. But they put on a huge skit about the parsonages and things like that. It was just marvelous, the different years and things, and sang, you know, made up the song and had the instruments.
Mm-hmm.
They really put a lot of work in them. Another person that's interesting, because Jim never has much time for business, he's a different type, but Dr. Strange is pretty smart. We've had a marvelous time.
Dr. Strange?
Oh, I just love Jim like a brother.
His boy?
No,
Dr. Strange.
That's
Dr.
Jim. Strange. And his boy is James.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy.
Jimmy.
But he's hard to know because he is always just stay up right down that medicine. That's his one love.
Oh, really?
And I had a friend who has Parkinson's. And she has been under doctor care. She was a Dr. Manus in Gainesville, and then she is a Dr. Cunningham now. And you can put this off the tape, but anyway, she used to live in this locality. She doesn't anymore. And she was at our house all day, and she told me, she said that she had been to Dr. Cunningham, and he told her that he wasn't quite ready for her to start on this new medicine. She just has it in one side. And there was a doctor in Gainesville who told her it was nerves and that they couldn't do anything for her. But she said Dr. Cunningham disagreed and said that there could be something done for her, which I was real pleased. And she told about this trip that she took when she got saved. Not with Parkinson's, but with the virus. And she said, I just came on to the Bartels, her children, Miss Bartels, her daughter, said, I just came on to the nails. And I just told Jean, asked me if I could see Dr. Strange, said, if I just felt like if I could see Dr. Strange, I'd be better. And she said, he sat there and he talked more than Dr. Cunningham had ever talked to me about the treatment for Parkinson's. And that it wouldn't be very long. Well, that was before this new treatment came out. But he was reading about it, see. He was studying. He was up on it. He said, it won't be many months before we'll know more about Parkinson's and the treatment for it.
Yeah.
And he encouraged her, you know. And she said, he's just brilliant on that way. But he's, I don't know how you call Jim. He's, he's very, always been very impatient. He's full of nervous energy. He'd tell Elsa supper time he wanted lemon pie before he went to bed. He got it. But Elsa,
I've seen him in church. I've never talked to him. Never even spoke to him. I've seen him in church, and he looked like he's so nervous, you punch him, he's done.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people, of course, in a small town, they've known everything that Jim ever did. If he ever took a drink, they knew it, and they condemned him for it. If he ever took a tranquilizer, and of course he has, maybe he's ruined his life, I always said if I could get him to go to an Oscar fair with me, I could get him up everybody. But oh, he's I'd go to him yet. Of course, I'm on the doctor's Crego, but Jim sent me to Crego 2 years ago, and so Crego knows how I am with Jim Strange, and so I wrote John the other day, and I said it's been about 2 years since Mark and I had a checkup with you, and I think you'll give us an appointment. So he gave us an appointment. But he knows we get out of shots or if we have a cold, and it was Jim that put me to bed in January and the last man. I tell you, I just love Jim and Elsa. Of course, I never see him. Jim has never eaten a meal at my house. He's eaten grits and drunk hot tea when he delivered one to Churin, and he would be shaking from the cold or something. But, you know, he just never has time. Well, he did eat with us at the Lake Weir once after he had been in Jacksonville. When Joe went to Alaska, I didn't think Jim would live. He was at the wedding, but he was on the station or something that he just wasn't himself, and we were very embarrassed. But anyway, he was on the downward climb then. But Elsa said no, she wouldn't take him to hospital against his will. He didn't want to live, and so she always did what Jim wanted to do. And so I tell you, that Easter Sunday, I never have had a worse Sunday in my life. That was in 57. And, of course, Joe and Judy were in Alaska. No, it was 58. But anyway, he was on the way down in September when Joe married. He went to the wedding. And then, by Easter Sunday, he was in bed practically all the time, and he had shingles. But he had even gone downstairs the Sunday before. But he had this marvelous nurse. Well, Jean Reynolds is a marvelous nurse, but this was the RN, and she just, of course, I stayed with him to the bitter end because I knew Betty wouldn't give me anything that she didn't know what she was doing. He always knew his medicine. I don't care how bad it got. So this Dr. Johnson came by. And Johnson was down here kind of as an intern when Dr. Strange had his hospital. And he didn't know Dr. Strange wasn't in the hospital anymore. And out of a clear blue sky, now that's, to me, the answer of prayer. Because everybody was weeping. I wept and I went down. And
I just thought he wasn't going to live.
And people were just so concerned for him. And Elsa said, well, I don't know. He still fights leaving home. And I'm just, so Johnson went there that Sunday. He just hadn't heard from him for years, I guess. And he was so upset when he saw Dr. Strange. He said, you promised me you're going to Duval. I think it was Duval, Mexico, somewhere. And Jackson, you promised me you'd go there. And he promised Johnson he would after Judy joined the church Easter morning.
Oh.
He wanted to be. I don't know how he was going to get church. He was down to 85 pounds. And so he had shingles, and they got infected, and his temperature began climbing. And Friday night, they put him in the they put him in the back seat of the car, I think, and took him to Jackson. He was out of the office 7 months.
Yeah.
He came back in October. But in September, we were down at Lake Weir one weekend, and he and Elsa were over at the lake place. He was up to 155 or 65 pounds.
Yeah.
Just as calm. We just had the best time. He sat down on the porch, and they brought a ham. We didn't know they were coming. And Alice and some of them were out riding and found them. They were looking for us, you know.
Yeah.
And so, you see, he made a comeback and always will. I mean, they just take him out. He just has to have a little rest and get away from that pressure, because when that pressure comes, then he'll start trying too much of his samples of that. Mm-hmm. He doesn't drink. I think it's the tranquilizers that did him.
Yeah.
And you know, he'll prescribe tranquilizers to some patients, and we know those patients. And instead of going by what he prescribes, they'll do what they want to, and he's the same way. Mm-hmm. Instead of taking what he knows he can handle,
mm-hmm.
he'll get a patient may even take too many. Mm-hmm. That's my theory. Now, I don't know. I never asked Ethel.
But they come
But
back.
You know, Ethel is a famous musician, but oh, how faithful.
You told me one time that this meant a great deal to her.
And she's gone to Lois and help. But that Sunday morning, Judy joined the church, and Bill Wynn's mama had died. And I tell you, I like not to have gotten through church.
And he thought, that's strange,
but
I'm going to make it.
Too, you know. But they made him walk 7 miles a day. And they fed him, I don't know how many eggs a day.
This was at Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm. Just marvelous.
But you think Johnson is the one who turned the tide?
Yeah.
Somebody came in and said, you've got to go.
Mm-hmm. And he promised him. You see, somebody outside the family can always do something that the family can't do. But that, to me, is an answer to prayer, because everybody had tried, everybody had done everything they did. And, of course, I go to Jim, and I'll tell him, I said, you better thank your lucky stars you've got Gene Reynolds, you know. And he said, I do, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I know Jim, and he knows I know him. I guess I know Jim and everything
uh-huh.
as well as anybody, because I've been going to him since 33.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I wouldn't be sitting here this morning if it weren't for Jim Strange. I know that just as well as I know my name.
Mm-hmm.
He operated on me once, and the doctor assisted him and said, you're going to sew her up, aren't you? And he said, no, sir. She's my patient.
Mm-hmm.
And he operated on a Negro woman that had been sewn up twice, and she's still living. Those little doctors sometimes, but he
could really tell some stories, couldn't he?
Uh-huh. He went hunting, and he was bird shooting. This Negro officer, oh, Dr. Strange, you shot me in the seat of my pants. He said, well, come on down to the office in the morning. I'll pick them out.
You're fine.
Well, he's been condemned, and he's made his mistakes, which we all do, so... And I tell you, he'll go down in the book up there, I expect, as much as anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And Mother sent him a gift once. I know she didn't often, I don't know how much it was. Maybe he told me. I think he was one that told me she did. He said, I don't know whether he told me or whether she told me, but she sent him a check. And she said, this isn't for the one you went to and expected to get paid and didn't. This is one you went to and knew you wouldn't get paid. Didn't expect to get paid.
That was nice. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I never knew anybody. He refused to see ours. They tried to get a blood transfusion from her one day. Couldn't find any veins. I remember that. But he had stayed all day at this poor home down here at Borman someplace. That was during the time my children were small. I didn't know anything about it. And just worked with that woman all practically all day. He knew he wouldn't get a ton of money for
mm-hmm.
But because his years of this and going, he still goes. He kept that old Mr. Brown down there alive for many a year.
Oh.
L.W., you know, the old fellow that just died a few months ago, Miss L.W., but he's meant so much, and Miss Huff. And
he came up one night after supper and called on Bessie. Oh, yeah. I was down there.
No, I've got to go, but I haven't learned anything from that day. I'll come back when we don't have to go to school. I'll come back and spend the day with y'all.
Yes, sir, you just got to come spend the day and learn how to do that tape.
That's the end of this remarkable, very pleasant, remarkable, nice third session with Flora here in the big kitchen on Tuesday, the 3rd of June, 69. I don't know how far it is. My tape got tangled up, but it was good. This is the end of that third session with Flora in the big kitchen on Tuesday, the 3rd of June, 69.